Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
December 27, 1804. The Corps of Discovery at Christmas. The journals don't tell us if the men celebrated Christmas in any traditional way. If they were religious men and held some sort of service, there's no mention of it. The record does state that the men fired guns, danced, and played backgammon. Captain Clark's journal entry for Christmas Day is brief.
I was awakened before day by a discharge of three platoons from the party and the French. The men merrily disposed. I give them all a little taffia and permitted three cannon fired at raising our flag. Some men went out to hunt and the others to dancing and continued until 9 o'clock p.m. when the frolic ended, etc. Captain William Clark, December 25, 1804.
Taffia is a kind of rum distilled from molasses, which would certainly have helped make the day merry. For today's entry, Captain Clark writes of the operation of the blacksmith's forge at the fort.
A little fine snow. Weather something colder than yesterday. Several Indians here today, much surprised at the bellows and method of making sundry articles of iron. Wind hard from the northwest. Captain William Clark, December 27, 1804.
Moulton's footnotes tell us that the Corps had a small forge, complete with bellows and fueled by charcoal. On this, they could work iron and other metals. Shields, Willard, and Bratton were the principal smiths. Besides repairing expedition equipment, they made tomahawk heads and other articles to trade with the Indians for food. Tomorrow, nothing remarkable.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Whit Hansen and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Narration by Hal Hansen. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.